education story now, and our next guest reminds me of something our family went through a few years back. A few years ago, my wife and I seriously considered homeschooling as an option for our then four kids. We have five kids now, in case you're counting, but that's another story. When we began to look into homeschooling, though, we discovered that far from the completely dogmatic, rejectionist idea that homeschool parents were protecting their kids from the secular public schools, something like that, or enforcing some religious orthodoxy, we found lots of parents from all sorts of backgrounds homeschooling. There were co-ops of parents pooling resources, books and materials, sharing tutoring, creating out-of-class activities together, trying to create a customized educational experience at a fraction of the cost of private school. It was great. It was an option we took very seriously for our brood, and we might have actually done it if we just had two kids. Four was a little too much work, I think. But a lot of people are taking this option. Homeschooling is on the rise in cities, especially among African-American families, according to our next guest. We're joined now by Joyce Burgess, co-founder of the National Black Home Educators, a resource network that encourages families who are considering home education. Joyce, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about the growth among African-American families, and what is the option that they're taking here to decide to homeschool their kids?
Well, the growth of African-American homeschooling has increased hugely since 2008, simply because African-American families, our children are just falling through the cracks. Our children need one-to-one attention, and a lot of times they're not going to get that in an overstuffed classroom. Our children are at the point where they're seeking out for help. I give you an example. I had a 15-year-old African-American child called me the other day, of course, with the permission of his mom, and he is looking to manage his own education because he's looking to be homeschooled because he's been bullied in school or he just can't get the work. He needs face-to-face, one-on-one attention. And so I'm finding where more and more African-Americans are choosing to homeschool their children because their children need one-on-one attention. They're either being bullied in school. Parents just don't want to go through the headache of having to go through public school with prepackaged curriculum, a one-size-fits-all model. And they're choosing to homeschool their children. Homeschooling among African-Americans has increased at least by 15%.
15%, that's significant. About 4% of American kids are homeschooled in the United States, most of them rural and in white families, but again, growing very much in the cities. Would you say that aside from a failure of the public school to offer options to at least this 15-year-old that you mentioned and other parents and kids who are really disillusioned by the public school system, what additional specific attributes and advantages can homeschooled parents offer to their kids that bring in maybe the community into the home, exemplify academic programs that the public schools wouldn't even go near?
That's a good question. Well, one of the things that we've done as a family is, say, for instance, I did decide to homeschool all five of my children, but say, for instance, I just did not feel that I wanted to even teach or touch algebra or the biology. We started co-ops among our families to where all of our homeschool moms had a certain specific subject that they enjoyed teaching. I myself enjoy teaching music. And so we would come together and pool our resources. One of the things that really hurt our hearts as a family is the schools not teaching Black history or not teaching music. And so we've had to make up with our own expertise as moms to teach these things that our children need so, so very, very much. And so those are some of the things that we've come along. We pooled our resources. We look at socialization as an opportunity for our children to gain positive insight into all aspects of society, not just with their age mates, but also with people of different cultures, people of different interests. And so where education is concerned, we're teaching our children that education is your own work, and we want to do what it takes to make sure that we give our children a customized, tailor-fit education that's just for them, where they can go on and be productive citizens in society.
You know, it's interesting because the mission that you're offering there of needs that you want, that you think are a priority in your family, are not so different, even though the specific needs are different. You know, religious families, conservative families who decide to homeschool are also taking matters into their own hands. It's an empowerment on the right and the left for parents and their kids.
That's exactly right. Our children are our heritage, and parents are the only ones who have a vested interest in their children's education. You know, once the child grows up and, you know, becomes a father or a husband, they're going to have to be able to provide for their family. And I remember what Thomas Paine said. He said that either way it goes, schooling only can take a child to a certain level. A child must own their education. And as parents, it is our responsibility, whether our children are homeschooled, private school, or public school, it's still our responsibility to get involved with that child's education. And so that's what the National Black Home Educators offer. We offer parental involvement tools. We offer a chance for parents to come together. We have conferences every year. We offer parents an opportunity to get involved with our co-ops. We offer parents to get involved with our we even provide NBHE teleclasses on a once-a-month basis where parents can gain from experts.
You're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but I suspect with the Internet and with the communications what they are today, it's much, much easier to pool resources both in a community and nationally. Joyce Burgess there is the co-founder of the National Black Home Educators Association. And quoting Thomas Paine there, you do a little American history as well as the music. I'm looking at some information about you here. You schooled all five of your kids, right?
Absolutely.
Your oldest is in his or her mid-30s right now?
He's 35 years old. Yes, sir.
How's he doing?
He's doing very well. He, after serving our country for almost 12 years, serving in Iraq and serving in Haiti a season, he's homeschooling, as a matter of fact, in New York, where you are right now. So the National Black Home Educators website is nbhe.net. If we welcome people to come and be a part of who we are.
No, we'll link to it. We'll link to it at thetakeaway.org. I have to say, Joyce, age 35, 29, 27, 23, and 16, you decided to homeschool your five. My wife and I decided not to. I admire you, Joyce. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. We were thrust into it, and it was one of the best decisions we ever made for our children.
Joyce Burgess, co-founder of the National Black Home Educators. Tell us your homeschooling story at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.